This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Start this hour off with a laugh. Hello! Ding, ding, ding. Everybody's ready for the DJV program in this hour. Jennifer Horn in this corner, in a matter of fact. Jennifer Horn in the green trunks over in the other side. Victoria Keelan in the red trunks. And the referee is Kara Schillen. I'm just here to watch. All right, or listen, actually, to what's going on in the world. Jennifer, would you like to help us update the world and those of us who are listening, because unfortunately, not the entire world is listening to the DJV program. It's a problem,
almost
I know.
The entire world.
Yes,
almost the entire world. Yeah.
All right, so let's go.
All right, trending today, Jamie Klaus, the 13-year-old Wisconsin girl. She'd been missing since October and was found on Thursday in the late evening. She was malnourished, she was dirty, she's alive, which is the good news, and she reportedly fled her captor and flagged down a dog walker in a town, they say it's a forested town, of Gordon, Wisconsin. A suspect was arrested just minutes later, but authorities haven't given much information about the person arrested. There's not a lot known about Klaus's physical condition, but her grandfather is telling the press that she's being treated at a hospital and was expected to be reunited with her relatives soon. She'd vanished, if you don't remember this story, back in October. On October 15th, after her parents were fatally shot in their home in Barron County, which was about 80 miles northeast of Minneapolis and 65 miles from where she was actually found, she was inside the home when her parents were shot but vanished. And so that caused a statewide search that included the FBI. And then on Thursday, she appeared skinny, dirty, matted down hair. She approached a woman who was out walking her dog. The woman knocked on the door of a nearby house and told the couple inside, "I found Jamie Klaus." So this is a really interesting story, one that I don't know, it captured us for a while, and then I think people kind of lost attention or lost focus on Jamie Klaus.
How long ago was it?
October 15th.
Is that long?
I remember this now, but you're right. I think with the holidays and everything, and then the government shutdown, I totally forgot about this story, and I just assumed, probably like a lot of people, that this girl was dead somewhere and that they just hadn't found her body yet. But what a horrible existence to come back to. You know, I don't even know if she knows her parents were murdered. It's terrible.
Tough reality, man. That's tough stuff. Oof. It's like a bad movie. Bad, bad movie. So
there's going to be a press briefing today with information about this person that they arrested. Because I think the thought was she in on this? Was she a victim? A lot of people thought, sadly, that she'd be murdered. She's only 13.
And somebody thought she was in on it?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of people wondering why she disappeared after this shooting. So they didn't know if she had taken off because she was scared, if she was in on it, if she had been kidnapped as part of this, certainly. And then, of course, the worst thing that a lot of people were thinking about is if she was even still alive. And the answer was yes. And she obviously looked like she had been held captive. According to reports, she was very thin, she was dirty, all these things. Mm. So, no, more information to come today.
Well, in light of that, or sort of continuing children's news about children, that those remains that were found in California, that car crash, remember? The Hart family killed when their intoxicated mother drove the family off the cliff. That was last year also, about the same time, wasn't it? It's been that long. How long ago? This was October, I think. So, you know, the fifth child has been identified because the girl's biological mother came forth. 16-year-old Hannah Hart, sheriff's office said that one child still remains missing. How many people remember this thing? It almost seemed like it was on purpose. Isn't that what we were thinking
at
the time?
Yeah, because there were no skid marks.
Yeah.
Drove the family off the cliff on the 101 last, oh, it was March. And that was, wow. Whew, almost a year ago.
Mm.
So the mothers were identified, and then a couple of other bodies washed up on a beach. And there were human remains found again on May the 9th. And then woman who identified herself as the mother of three of the children contacted the county sheriff's office, indicated she'd heard the incident, and then identified the remains. That's got to be pretty damn gruesome, too.
Oof.
Really, really gruesome. All right, so let's counter that, shall we? I saw one of the nicest movies I have seen in ages. I was going to say in years. Maybe years is appropriate. There's a new movie that's out this weekend about a dog.
I knew you were going to pick this movie.
Why? What did you hear about it? What did you know about it?
I just hear that it's really cute and sweet. Mm. But it's the kind of movie where, like, that's the kind of movie that has me on edge the whole time. Is the dog going to make it home?
Yes, you are on edge. There's a sort of truth to it, apparently. There's some, I don't want to, you know, with the hoopla about the green book not being 100% accurate. What did we say yesterday? We decided, or we thought we would send the suggestion along to somebody. Instead of saying, based on a true story, there was another way that you put it that was pretty good, sort of based almost on a true story. Loosely inspired by a story. Anyway, the story of it's just a really good story. I'm trying to remember the name of it. And I can't even remember the name of it.
The Dog's Way Home.
The Dog's Way Home. Thank you very much.
It's one of those things that looks like such a heartfelt movie, but I don't know if I can deal with the dog talking. It looks very cheesy to me.
The dog talks the whole...
Yeah, in all the trailers, the dog talks. It has a voice, and it's an actress who really annoys me.
Who's the actress?
I can't remember her name. It's just the voice.
Yeah. Well... At any rate, you can find a reason not to like it or to like it. It just is a good story that ends well, and that's all I'll tell you about it. But it's just a couple of hours of getting yourself completely, and I mean completely, divorced from all of the nonsense that's going on all around us that we continue to be just belted with, pummeled
with. Seems nice.
Yeah, it is. And you know what I was thinking when I went in? You'll laugh about this. I was thinking about the story that floated around this week about the collision of the galaxies. How many of you paid attention to that? Did you hear the story about this discovery? Scientists were running computer simulations, who knows why, on the movement of what they call a large Magellan Cloud, one of the many galaxies that orbits our galaxy, the Milky Way, and instead of circling at a safe distance or breaking free, as a lot of these galaxies do, because there's energy that keeps them sort of on the same gravitational level, with the same gravitational pull, the researchers found that the large Magellan Cloud is destined to bang into our galaxy. Yeah. It's about 163,000 light years from the Milky Way at the moment. It's moving at 250 miles per second. Simulations by astrophysicists shows that it will eventually slow down and turn back toward the Milky Way, ultimately smashing into our galaxy in 2.5 billion years. So for those of you who are worried...
What does that mean when it smacks into the galaxy?
It just everything kind of... the
gas, combustion kind of together?
Yeah.
Or planets colliding?
The planets collide. It's, right.
Really? So it's all of the above? It's total destruction?
Total destruction. It's the mushroom cloud.
No, did you hear that they also found a bunch of radio waves? I didn't understand that story, but I thought it was kind of interesting when we're talking about space. There was a bunch of radio waves that were discovered coming back at Earth?
No, I didn't hear that one. What's the story with that?
that was a story I saw yesterday. CNN actually still has it today. It's a second mysterious repeating fast radio burst that was detected in space. They're saying that one is out of the Milky Way galaxy, and it's causing repeating short bursts of radio waves to be released into space. And scientists have recorded it as the second repeating fast radio burst to be discovered, according to this study that was published on Wednesday. So, kind of weird. The radio bursts are only a millisecond long, radio flashes. Such rapid bursts themselves aren't rare in space, but this is only the second one that's been found to repeat itself. And their mystery is about why these things are happening and where they're coming from. And it always spurs people, of course, to think that there are advanced extraterrestrial civilizations that are creating them to communicate, right?
Yes. Yeah. Right. So, to go back to the collision of the galaxies, imagine that this collision would involve 250 billion suns, like the sun we have in our planetary position. It, can you even imagine the size of the universe, the way that they have, in the computational cosmology of it all, put this together? It will, apparently, stars and planets aren't likely to collide, but it creates havoc. Because in this circumstance, it upsets the gravitational pull of one planet on another. That's what keeps the orbit, the Earth, and all of the planets in our solar system. They are as they are because of gravitational pull. And the reality is that some are weaker than others and some are stronger than others. And ours, the third rock from this sun, has just the right gravitational pull. One of the reasons they have a problem with Pluto is because it's way out there and it's not a circular orbit, it's an elliptical orbit. So sometimes you can't see it. Sometimes it's there, but because it is kind of wobbly, it's not easily watched. So anyway, one of the researchers says the collision is long overdue because the Milky Way is an oddball among galaxies. And not all galaxies are spiral. Not all of them work the way ours do. There are a lot of stars and other galaxies that work, and some of them are just still. They don't move around the sun. So anyway, for those of you who are worried about the future, this is a good one for you. 2.5 to 3. It could be 4 billion years. The scientists aren't clear. The catastrophe will be in 4 billion years, and it may take 4 billion years for the galaxies to explode or implode or blow up or whatever. So it could be that in 8 billion years things are not as well organized as they are now. How about that? Thinking about the future. Well, those of you worried about the weekend.
My head hurts.
What your weekend plans are.
I know. I just want to get to sleeping in part tomorrow.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, I can't come to your house tomorrow morning and wake you up. I was thinking I'd come over tomorrow.
No, absolutely not. You cannot. You can come over around 6 p.m. if you want.
Oh. Yeah. All right. So there's something else. As 2019 begins, something else to worry about. Here's something that as the beginning of 2019 rolls around, we can be pleased to know that there is a solution to our problems. Those of us, I was going to say us, but I don't have this problem, thank heavens. Those of you who are having a problem with your teeth not getting them white enough, imagine having, this is the only problem you got, you're in good shape. The most advanced teeth whitening system, though, a lot of ads I've seen for this on television. See all the ads for teeth whitening on TV? So it's good to know that we have the best one here, and the results prove it. Power swabs. It's time for coffee stains, wine stains, all that stuff, smoking stains to go away. And you can get them gone by calling 800-208-1797. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and get them at half price. 50% off the retail. Power swabs, best way to whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heard a lot of this in recent weeks and months as the promotion for Bohemian Rhapsody got heavier and heavier and the movie was released and people got more and more excited about it. And didn't Rami Malek win last week at the Golden Globes?
He did,
and
yep.
A couple of other things from the movie won. So it's
won Best Picture, which really surprised everybody.
Yeah, right. I don't think it was the Best Picture of the year, but it was interesting it won in that circumstance. So more Bohemian Rhapsody information. The movie giving moviegoers an opportunity to rock out with that film. So the movie is being released as a single, sing-along, in 750 theaters in North America today. This will be actually pretty interesting. The film includes some of the most popular songs. If you haven't seen it yet, you saw it, Kara, didn't you? Who else saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw it, yeah.
I just bought a ticket because it just came. It's coming back to our local theater, so we're actually going to see it tomorrow night.
Well, you're going to see the music version of it, probably.
I'm going to see the regular version. I had a heart attack after I bought my tickets. I read this story, and I thought, oh, my God, if I bought a sing-along ticket, I'm not going. I don't understand why anyone would want to do this.
What's the difference between a sing-along? Does it have the lyrics on the bottom? Or I've never seen a sing-along
movie
before.
Theater to sing, yeah.
So that means one of the greatest and most iconic voices in rock history is going to be drowned out by everybody in a movie theater screaming.
I think this is going to be for someone who's seen this one or two times, who
probably
just loves Queen and who wants to go. So it's not for everybody, obviously. The first time you see the movie, you probably want to focus on the movie and listen to him sing.
Yeah, because I feel like most people in the theater were already kind of singing along, but like in their head to themselves. I don't need to hear everyone else singing.
Right.
I don't need to hear myself singing a song that I know I can't. I can't do justice to.
How about this? I don't know that I could sing more than two Queen songs.
Yeah,
could
these
I heard,
two.
You would if you heard more songs. You would go, oh, I know Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and oh, I know that one. They're
that's
one of those
true.
Bands.
Maybe there's
that,
more than you think. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's one thing you can enjoy this weekend. I'm very pleased that I'm going on Sunday night to the Aretha Franklin tribute concert in Los Angeles. Smokey Robinson has been added to perform at Aretha, a Grammy celebration. He was a friend of Aretha's, but same time, same age. They grew up together. So he's joining all these other performers who are going to be there. Yolanda Adams, Shirley Caesar, Kelly Clarkson, Celine Dion, Jennifer Hudson, Alicia Keys, John Legend, Patti LaBelle, Brandi Carlile, Janelle Monáe. Concert will take place 6 o'clock West Coast time on Sunday at the Shrine Auditorium. So I'll have to use my ways to get there, Jennifer, because I've forgotten where the Shrine Auditorium is.
It's right by USC, actually. It's downtown, downtown. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have been there before.
I never have FOMO, but I'm really having FOMO with this one. This is
really?
Just, the lineup is just amazing. And you're hearing some of the best songs. You don't even need to listen to any of these artists that you don't know. It doesn't matter because they're going to be
right.
singing songs that you know anyway.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be amazing.
So, yeah, all the great, great Aretha songs. And there are so many Aretha songs. The catalog is so huge that, you know, in my mind, I'm not sure that some of these people fit. Actually, I guess Kelly Clarkson, I don't know, what, she's not known for her...
She has one of the best voices in the industry.
Yeah, she's got a big voice. Yeah. And I don't know who Shirley Caesar is. What's her
story? I feel
story?
Like she's an old singer. I don't mean old as in age, but I mean like, you know, old time.
Old timer,
like
yeah.
That
an early...
Name. Yeah.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, well, should there be a lot of oldies and goodies and youngies and wonders. It's just going to be a fabulous time. And I'll be happy to report to you on Monday morning how it all goes, okay? Everybody up for
Can't
that?
Can't wait. Can't wait. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Take pictures.
Right. Yeah, okay. Maybe. Well, sometimes they don't let you take pictures of those things. But we'll see. 28 after the hour now on the DJV program, Friday, January 11th.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg, and I partnered with leading manufacturers to share top trends at CES 2019. Lenovo's Legion Y740 gaming laptop is savage on the inside and stylish on the outside. This 15-inch model weighs under 5 pounds and just 3/4 inch thin. It features the latest generation Intel processors and sports an impressive-sounding Dolby Atmos sound system to immerse demanding players into their games. OtterBox and PopSockets will now have a swappable and colorful cases for every style of iPhone. The OtterPop OtterBox Symmetry Series has an integrated PopSocket pop grip that'll easily fit in your pocket and stay out of the way when you're not using it. Easily switch pop tops for customizable fun. Aftershock's Cross Trainers are waterproof MP3 headphones that use bone conduction, so your ears are not covered. This allows sports enthusiasts to maintain awareness while listening to music. Their IP68 certification meets the highest waterproof and dustproof standards. 4 gigs of internal storage holds up to 1,000 songs, so you can listen to tunes without carrying your smartphone. Baldwin unveiled their newest evolved series of smart security door hardware. This Baldwin Evolved Hollywood Hills Smart Lock Collection blends architectural style with Bluetooth technology to provide you with an easy touch to open smart security solution. It's powered by Kevo technology, so you can conveniently issue e-keys to give family and guests safe access to your home. I'm David Gregg for BehindTheBuy.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying after touring the southern border with Mexico yesterday, he's getting closer to making a decision about whether to declare a national emergency over border security.
I would actually say I would. I can't imagine any reason why not, because I'm allowed to do it.
The president going on to tell Hannity on Fox News last night he doesn't understand why Democrats are so opposed to a wall.
It would solve so many killings and so much death and drugs and human trafficking.
Still, the president and congressional Democrats are dug in over the president's demand for more than $5.5 billion to begin building a border barrier. 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing in Wisconsin in October when her parents were found shot to death has been found alive in the town of Gordon, about an hour north of the family home, and a suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
North, south, east, and west. This is a program heard everywhere, up, down, inside, out. I guess I've covered all the bases or close to them. Well, I'm here to introduce those that will cover all the bases. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen, turning it over to Victoria so that she can bring us up to date on some other exciting things going on in our universe, in our galaxy, on our planet.
Well, this is kind of an interesting tech story. Students and faculty at the University of California have been warned not to use messaging apps and social media while visiting China. And the reason for it is they're fearing that their communications will be used against them by the Chinese government and will detain them and not allow them to come home. The guidance from one of the biggest school networks in the U.S. is the latest concern to be raised over Western travel to China following that December 1st arrest of the Huawei executive at the request of U.S. authorities. Now, Huawei has been that company that makes a lot of tech that I guess even maybe over a year ago, this started with some government agencies going to Congress and saying that we should not have any government phones that are made by this company because there's a chip in them that's spying on Americans. And so these are cheap phones. These are like burner phones you can buy. Unfortunately, a lot of people do buy them. And but now if you are using these apps while traveling in China, WeChat and WhatsApp, are those messaging apps, they are legal in China. However, the concern here is that anything that you say and do over messaging apps or on social media could land you in a lot of trouble with the Chinese government, and that's not a thing you want to do as you're traveling. So it is an interesting warning. It follows up what our own security advisors here have said for a long time about China and espionage and they're spying on us and things like that. So let's just hope that all of these kids who are traveling and doing semesters abroad, let's hope everyone adheres to this warning because it's serious. And just look at the guy in Russia now who's found with a... Yeah, and so it's not something to be taken lightly. And I think right now with China, anything that they can use against a U.S. citizen, they're going to take advantage of.
Yep. Let's be careful. What is it? Remember the sergeant that was on Hill Street Blues? Let's be careful out there. That was his slogan at the end of there. How many people do you remember Hill Street Blues beside me?
Yeah.
Nobody. That's what I thought. Okay.
See,
all right,
no,
what did you remember? You remember it? Okay.
I remember.
All right, would you start saying, Victoria?
Wasn't there a travel warning to China issued earlier this week as well?
Yes, we talked about that. Yeah.
So that's the double down on this then. It's just be careful.
Just be careful out there. All right, today, in celebration, we always have something to celebrate every day, something good to celebrate. Today is National Milk Day, observing the very first time milk was delivered to homes inside those wonderfully beautiful glass bottles that we remember so fondly. You probably don't. Do you ever see a glass bottle with milk in it?
Well, now they're all over Whole Foods, yeah.
Yeah, they are now. You can get them now. 1878 was the year. January 11th was the day. Bottles filled with milk, sealed with wax paper. Before that, conditions for storing milk, let alone delivering it, were unsanitary at best. Downright hazardous. That's where the whole business where pasteurization came in because of this sort of thing. Technology, pasteurization made it easy, safe to deliver fabulous fresh milk to homes and stores, and the country was better off for it in a way then. But because of what goes on now, and I can get off onto my thing, maybe I won't go so much into my toot like I usually do about how the dairy industry has been ruined by one company. It's the same as everything else. One big company comes in, destroys the business, not only for the consumer, but for the farmers who produce the milk. And so we have something to be thankful for in that, as you just pointed out, most of the milk that's in glass bottles is not coming. As a matter of fact, I don't believe there's anything in my mind that we can find any place in the country where you can find milk in glass bottles that's produced by what they call it, what Dean Foods, DFA, family that was so close to George Bush that they were able to commandeer through contributions a change in the legislation and the production regulations so that this one company, this one family, controls 85% of the fluid milk supply in the entire country. And what we get out of that is the crap that you see in most of the stores. It's white water, and the nutritional value is awful. Because instead of just pasteurizing it the way it was done when the bottles of milk came out, a slow burn, cooking a vat of maybe 100 gallons of milk at a time, just enough, warm enough to kill the bacteria, and that was it. But now they use laser beams and processes, microwaves, so they not only kill whatever bacteria may be in the milk, they kill the nutritional value, they kill the flavor. So what you get is really, for the most part, unless it's an organic product or something that you get in a bottle from a fairly local distributor, then you're getting something that's valuable, worthwhile. Or you're drinking raw milk, even better. But to think that you're getting out of a carton of milk a paper carton of milk something that is of value for you and your family, you're kidding yourself. If I have any credibility at all, it's in this area. I think I have a lot of credibility in a lot of areas, but I have more because of my background. I've been around cows, milking cows all my life, so I kind of know what I'm talking about. And so today we celebrate the beginning of what was a fabulous era for families and for farms, and then it's been ruined since the last 15 years or so. Maybe more and more people are going to raw milk. More and more people are buying the bottled milk. It's expensive. Most of the places, when we were selling it in bottles, we got a buck as a deposit for the bottles. Is that what happens? Anybody buying milk in bottles now? Are you paying a buck?
Yeah, I see it at Whole Foods all the time because it's a sort of a trendy thing now. So there's a bottle deposit that you pay, and I've bought them a few times. I just don't remember. I guess if you take the bottles back to Whole Foods, you get your bottle deposit back. But
you do.
I don't know. I've probably just recycled mine. I don't remember.
Well, either that or it makes nice decoration. A lot of conversation about some of these things. Kind of cool.
Decorations. Decorate your whole house with milk bottles.
Milk
bottles.
Well,
I do. I have my whole. I've got a lot of milk bottles around the house, as you might imagine.
Lactose chic.
Yes.
that's your design aesthetic.
That's me. Perfect. My house is lactose chic. I have to remember that. That's great. So National Milk Day. Speaking of dairy farmers and farmers in general, Department of Agriculture extending the deadline for farmers to apply for federal aid to help offset the losses from the tariffs and the trades. Most of the American family farmers, especially dairy farmers, have been walloped by especially the relationship with Asia that we have and how that whole business hasn't really been settled yet. We also sell a lot of beans and corn and grains and stuff to Asia. That's all been upended. So they set aside $12 billion. Well, actually, I think it's about twice that now. But the farmers would rather be selling these things than getting government aid. And now there's a problem because the government shut down. I mean, it's just a damn mess. It really is. The country is just a mess. So you can't, because the government shut down, farmers haven't been able to apply since the shutdown.
This is a quick question on that, because I was just reading like the different agencies and different things that are now affected, like the Smithsonian Museum is shut down, the National Zoo in Washington. Who's taking care of the animals? Someone has to still be there, right? But if
they have that
shut down and they're not
necessary
allowed
staff,
that's essential. Staff. And apparently everyone from NASA's been told to stay home. Like, this is crazy.
As of today. Yep. All right, so enough. I'm just tired. I just, the upset, and I'm for fixing things. I'm tired of illegal immigration, frankly, whether the wall really fixes it or not. What other countries, anybody know, Jennifer, you may be close to this, or Victoria, all of you may be, I'm not. How many other countries, I'm trying to think of, I've been fortunate in my life to go to 40 different countries. I'm trying to remember, other than in Israel, and there really isn't an official wall anymore. There used to be a wall that divided Jerusalem from the Palestinians and the Israelis. So where else are there walls? Are there any?
I don't know where else there are walls. I'm sure we could go through and look it up. But
I'm just curious.
The fact that I've heard in this country is that in border towns where there are walls, they work to cut down like over 90 to 95% of illegal immigration. So
I've heard that too. Yeah, I've heard
that's,
that.
To me, that is a huge fact in the column that walls and fences do work, and that when you have something that is a barrier for people, it pushes them to some place that is open. So that's why you see so many illegal border crossings happening in places
where there's no fence or wall. Isn't there a new tunnel that they discovered yesterday or the day before under one part of the and that's the danger, I suppose, if the right word is danger, that there will be more and more of these tunnels that the coyotes will dig to be able to get underneath and bring people across on the other side.
And that's why the barrier works. But I think a lot of people are doing this on both sides of the aisle. We're talking about immigration reform. We're talking about better border security, and everybody uses it because it's easier from a semantics point of view to just say the wall. But yeah. It's obviously the wall and then some. It's obviously the wall, and it's about giving more money to the immigration courts to make this process go faster. It's about more money to the border patrols so they can have more agents. It's about more money for drone technology. I mean, it all goes in tandem with each other, and and I think people are just getting lazy on both sides, or maybe it's politically advantageous for one side or the other to just continue to say the wall, the wall, the wall. It is the wall, yes. That's step one, but it also comes along with a whole other list of things that need to be done.
All right, let's check a couple of sports stories before we do the TV report. I noticed that the New York Knicks center, is it Ernie Cantor? Is that how we pronounce his name? If your husband is up, can you
He's
ask him?
He's not here, but I am not a basketball fan, so I'm useless on this one.
So here's the guy. He has a huge appetite. He's known for eating. He likes to eat healthy, but he eats a lot of chicken and starches, potatoes, that sort of thing. But apparently he had a cheat day, and he was showing off on Twitter how much he was eating. It was like he was at an eating contest, but it wasn't a contest. He had 3 triple patty burgers with 2 eggs on each one of them, and then he had 4 more burgers, regular burgers, and a big plate of fries. A lot of athletes eat that much. The Rock often posts his spread. Michael Phelps used to eat 12,000 calories a day when he was training.
That's right.
This guy.
So do I. Just haven't added in the training part yet. Whoopsie.
Yeah, right. So the day after eating all that food, which was yesterday, he left the practice because he became ill. He couldn't get up. He had 7 burgers, 3 eggs on each one of them, and a plate of fries. He got really sick.
Gross.
I don't know. I suppose there's a funny side to this. No matter how big you are, you can't digest all of that big, especially all that meat.
I don't understand. I think of the hamburger trend with the eggs on top of it. Oh! I don't even like one of those. It's so rich, and I can't imagine downing all that. Yuck.
All right, good sports news. Those of you who are Tim Tebow fans, that would be Jennifer.
I apologize in advance, Jen. Sad day.
I saw it. It's all right.
He's asked his girlfriend to marry him.
So typical.
And she said, of all your boyfriends, she said yes.
You know, her name is up a little bit.
Demi
she's a
Lee.
Supermodel. Yeah.
Is she? Oh, okay.
Well,
she's Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. They were at the family farm outside Jacksonville when the announcement was made. He was strolling along the property. He stopped next to a small lake. He had installed an arbor and specially made bench. It was engraved with the date that they first met. He slipped a 7.25 carat. Is that? I don't know. What is that?
That's a lot. That's a diamond bonnet. That's a lot.
The ring is gorgeous. It's beautiful.
Diamond bonnet?
Huge.
What does that mean?
Yes. It means it's the size of your head.
And Elizabeth, Elizabeth Taylor size rock. Is that what
you're
saying? All right. So his parents, his siblings were also on hand for the moment. Families watched the proposal from a distance. And she didn't apparently suspect anything. So good luck to
her. No, it was kind of cute because he actually had a cover story. He told her he was going to be giving his dad a brand new truck. He even borrowed one from the dealership and put a big bow on it to like sell his story. That's a lot of work.
I hope he's actually going to give his dad a new truck after this.
Yeah, he did. The truck went back.
Jennifer, a quick television report.
Well, the big news for the weekend, the football playoffs are happening all weekend long. That'll be big. And then on Sunday night, another award show, Critics' Choice Awards, the 24th annual, will air on the CW. That is on Sunday night.
Who's hosting that?
That's a great question, actually. I don't know if I know that. Let's see. No, I have no idea. Sorry.
Okay.
Look it up. Just Google it. It's right there. Maybe Carol will Google it for us. All right, tonight on television, lots of new stuff. ABC has a new episode of Fresh Off the Boat, followed by Speechless and a new 2020. MacGyver, Hawaii Five-0, and Blue Bloods are new on CBS. And NBC's got a new Blind Spot and Blacklist tonight.
10 minutes before the hour on the DJB Show.
It's Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour. We'll focus on the big technology stories now of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan's Knowledge. So let's get to number five as we count to number one, Victoria. And the focus here is on Instagram, your favorite way of exercising your prowess on social media.
Well, or just or observing everyone else, at least on Instagram. So Instagram announced this week that they're adding the ability to let you publish a post to multiple accounts at the same time. And this is great news because a lot of people now have multiple accounts. There are a ton of retail businesses that are on Instagram these days. And so if you want to have a post that goes to your personal account as well as your business, this makes things a lot easier. There are a lot of photographers who are also on Instagram, and they run their photography businesses through that site, and that makes it easier for them as well. So if some people have it already, they call it the self-regram option. So some people have it already if you have an iPhone. It's coming to Android very soon. They just have not announced a firm date on that. And if you don't have it on your iPhone yet, then be on the lookout, because I think by middle of next week you should have everything there ready to go.
All right, number four, counting down to number one, top big stories from the world of technology this week. Focus on what's new at Amazon.
Yeah, well, Amazon has, you know, they've been trying to figure out the best way to avoid package thieves, which was a huge trend during the holiday season, people leaving packages out front and then people just stealing them. And so they've decided that they've tried going into your home with the key system. They've tried to go into the trunk of your car. Now they think that the garage might be the actual answer. It will, it doesn't allow delivery people actual access to your home. It doesn't interfere with your pets, which has been a concern. And so the problem, though, is it's called the Key for Garage program, and it will cost you some money to set it up, though. You'll have to get an electronic door opener. That's about $180, and you have to have a little hub of a home network and things like that. And then you have to get the Key app. They said right now, between April and June, it will be in 37 cities and major metropolitan areas, excluding New York, because no one has a garage in New York City. And so it will be pretty much around the country, and if this is an option that works for you, it does make a lot of sense, though. The garage is more of a secured place, and then your packages won't be stolen.
You say Kiefer?
Key for Garage.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of it.
I get it. Okay. It has nothing to do with Kiefer Sutherland.
No.
Number three on our list, let's go to AT&T, those no-good so-and-sos.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. AT&T has updated three of their smartphones from Samsung and LG to make them show that they have 5G connectivity on the network. So instead of seeing LTE, which is what pretty much everyone has right now, you'll now see 5G. And the thing is, it's not real. And they came under a lot of fire this week. The 5G network doesn't exist yet on these phones. These phones are not compatible with it. So what they're calling it is the 5GE, and there's a big E there. And so they say if you are in a suburban area that you might experience a boost in connectivity and you might get a little bit of a faster speed with this, but pretty much AT&T got called out on this one. This was just a farce.
A farce. Yeah. What a surprise from some of these outfits. Number two, speaking of farces, I don't know whether I was working on my computer yesterday on Word 10, what a farce that is. Microsoft has a new partnership agreement.
I actually think this is kind of a cool story, and I think it's great news for Microsoft and for Kroger, which is the largest grocery store chain in America. They have partnered, and they have developed two different stores, one in Washington State, one in Ohio, that are filled with digital shelf labels and image recognition cameras. This is very similar to what Amazon Go cashierless stores are, and so this is Kroger's way of trying to step up into the tech game. And I think, you know, this is going to roll out probably by the end of 2020. This may be the new norm for grocery shopping.
Really? All right. That's interesting news. Number one, the best story of the week is a help story that comes to you courtesy of focusing on your energy costs.
Right. Earlier this week was National Cut Your Energy Costs Day, and which highlights paying attention to how you can cut your energy use and save money. And so a few things that you can do, experts say, buy a programmable thermostat, because unwanted heating and air conditioning is actually the biggest source of wasted energy in American homes. So if you own your own home, installing a digital programmable thermostat can make a huge difference on your bills. Also, get as many new appliances as you can. The cost of buying the new ones will really be offset on your bills, and check your water use as well, because that takes up a lot of energy to heat water.
Good work, Victoria. Thank you, Victoria Jones. Victoria Jones. Victoria Keelan. I don't know where Victoria Jones is. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, or Doug.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.